Com.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything you would like at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you on the site. In fact, you actually can control the content of the site by submitting different items to the website, meaning you find something online you think is interesting or fun or outrageous or whatever you think our listeners will would appreciate. You submit it as show prep, the item that appears on the upcoming stories page, where it awaits a certain number of votes in order to be promoted to the front page of the site. So go to freetalklive.com and get interactive there. Again, freetalklive.com. With you in our studio tonight, it's Ian.
Allie.
And Daryl.
All right, so 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. You can also reach us on Skype. Username to connect to there is lrn.fm. And we're going to start out with a guest caller here. We've got Eddie Free on the line, calling from the D.C. area. Eddie Free, welcome back
to
Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Hey, Ian, Daryl, Allie, how are y'all?
Doing well.
Everything's good, although I hear that things are not good down there. There's been some scummy activity, apparently, in the Liberty Movement. What's been happening?
Well, it's been a while since I've talked to you guys, and it's been a really interesting journey that I've kind of been going on, I guess, the past 7-8 months now. Last summer, we had a protest at the Capitol lawn where we sold raw milk and lemonade.
Yeah, that was great.
And none of us were arrested, and I think that we set a precedent. But you know, after that event, and working with a lot of these food freedom activists, I started to get more into farming, sustainable farming, organic foods.
How easy is it to farm in D.C.?
Well, I am a guerrilla urban farmer now. I've actually opened up my first agorist business, and I'm selling heirloom seeds. I've got a backyard here, and it's just waiting for me to put those seeds in the ground here mid-April. So it's not bad. We're getting
so
away with
it. It's more of
it.
Like a gardening thing than a farming thing. Because
yeah.
I guess the difference between garden and farm is the amount of square footage or acreage that is being utilized.
Well, you can still fit a lot of plants within a small area.
I bet you can.
Yeah, so, you know, I started getting more into this sustainability and farming and, you know, kind of, you know, living off the land or trying to. And I guess, was it last week, you guys had Nathan Cox and Eustace Conway on the show.
Right. Eustace Conway is basically a mountain man living in the Boone, North Carolina area, who for the pretty much all of his adult life, something like
the last 25 years at least.
Several decades. He has been living off the land, and he's got a place called the Turtle Island Preserve where there's no electricity going out there. There's no anything, basically. Everything he's done on his own with other human beings, and they've kind of built their own homes, and they're running a school where people can come out and learn how to live close to the land.
It's sort of a primitive lifestyle.
Yeah.
And I watched a video recently where he said that he moved out to that area to live purposefully in the same manner that Thoreau moved out to Walden to live purposefully.
Well, I've been to Boone, and there's a lot of nature there, and it's a very groovy town. So I could see where it could lend itself to that kind of lifestyle if you chose to do that.
Yeah, and apparently the Boone Zoning Board is coming after him because his property is not up to code.
Wow.
Yeah, and they're basically trying to shut him down, and if he doesn't do what they say, they'll probably put him in a cage. So, you know, it was a really interesting story. So what happened after that, Eddie?
you know, Nathan really inspired me after listening to the show, and you know, he had hit up folks on Facebook and some of us and wanting some help and organizing some type of resistance against the county there on behalf of Mr. Conway. And so I joined with the group, and first thing I did is I decided, well, you know, we need to form a group on Facebook, and then we need to create a larger group. We had our small kind of core group of just a few of us, organizers, but then decided to create a larger group where everyone could join in and throw in ideas of, you know, what we can do. And well, I guess it was Wednesday night. It was me and a couple of us. We have some pretty big pages, and we decided to go ahead and do a big push in support of Mr. Conway. We created some memes, and we pushed them from our pages. And I'm sure if you guys were on Facebook, you were probably bombarded with all types of memes and links about his story. And as soon as we created this group and started pushing it, we started getting requests to our group. And I'm serious. We were getting 100 requests to join our group every 20 minutes.
It's true because you guys were getting the word out by using Facebook, because I found out about this you know, through those channels, and actually watched Eustace in a TED Talk and just sort of heard about his philosophy and why he lives the way he does. It was really interesting. He's inspirational.
Wow, I didn't know they had him on TED. That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, a lot of people have really jumped on board and got excited about this. And, well, the next day, you know, we're getting these requests. And you know, and I was working that day. I was at the office, so I really couldn't monitor our page like I should have. I mean, I feel like it was my responsibility. I created this page, and I needed to protect it. And, well, early in the morning, a woman friended just a few of us organizers. None of us knew this person. And, well, she had sent me a couple of messages saying, hey, I had a conference call with Eustace, and we're having another one tonight, and I'm doing the fundraiser for him also. And Eustace has his own website. It's turtleislandpreserve.com.
Okay.
And it's as easy as just clicking on that website, and you can see the donations, and you can click on there and give your donation. Well, she comes in, and, you know, this is earlier in the day when she starts sending me these messages, and so I'm thinking, okay, well, you know, I guess she's somewhat legit. And so she, come to find out, at the end of the day, I'm able to really look at the page, and I'm seeing, as we're getting all of these people joining up, she is spamming our page with her own fundraising page.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. For
and
Eustace?
That was suspicious. For Eustace, yes, correct.
Supposedly for Eustace.
But exactly. The page, the donations were going directly to her.
Okay.
And so I just, you know, thought that was kind of suspicious. So, you know, I messaged her some more in the evening and just started trying to get a little bit out of her. And, you know, she said, yeah, I'm in Philly. And, you know, so I kind of asked her, and I said, oh, yes, you know the Philly crew. You know Jim Babb and the rest of them. And she didn't know anybody.
Was she claiming to be a libertarian or just somebody who supports Eustace Conway?
She was claiming to be somebody that just supported Eustace Conway.
Okay, well, then it's not a surprise that she wouldn't know the libertarians in Philadelphia.
Yeah, correct.
Okay.
So I kept, you know, kind of asking more questions, and I felt like it was kind of, she was being somewhat dodgy. And I told her, well, you know, I didn't know anything about, you know, a conference call and whatnot. And so I told her, you know, so I went back to our smaller page and I reached out to our group. Now, Eustace is out in the boonies, so it's hard to get a hold of him and some of the people that are close to him. And I had not heard, no one had told me anything about this woman.
Now, she was claiming to have some connection to him?
Correct, correct. And it did turn out that she and her supposed husband called Eustace the day before and asked us, or not asked, but told, you know, hey, we want to do a fundraiser. And Eustace agreed to it.
Sure. All right. Well, stand by, Eddie. I want to bring you back to continue the story here in moments. Eddie Freeze with us from the D.C. area. An update on the Eustace Conway property rights situation. More on the way.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
Live, take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want at 855-453. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy the features that we share with you on our site. Some of those features include our webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. The cam is built into the same page as the chat room, so that's how you can do all of that at once. All of it is totally free as well at freetalklive.com. Actually, go straight to cam.freetalklive.com to see that. Now, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. Your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime is to get together with other people who think like you do. And we've got Eddie Free on the line. We're going to get back to him here in a moment. He's telling us, giving us an update on the Eustace Conway debacle, where a poor guy has been out in the woods for decades, something like 3 decades, and the state has now determined that it's not safe for him to be living in his home because it's not up to code. And the reason why it's not up to code is because he didn't bother to check with any codes, because why should he care? Because he wants to live near the land. He wants to live close to the earth. He wants to build a home out of natural elements. You know, he doesn't want to use their codes. He's not interested in their safety regulations or any of those things. And he's been living fine for 3 decades, and now all of a sudden it's a problem. So we'll continue with that in a moment here. But, you know, the tough part about watching this happen with Eustace Conway is that, yeah, sure, there's some great activists down that way, like Nathan Cox from Virginia Cop Block, Eddie Fries on the line from the D.C. area. So, you know, in the region, there are some really great activists, but there aren't. They're not living in Boone. Maybe there's somebody in Boone who's, you know, a really killer activist. I'm sure there is. But are there dozens of them? No. Are there hundreds? Certainly not. And there probably aren't even hundreds in all of North Carolina. And I'm talking about liberty-minded people who actually care about freedom and who are willing to stand up for the rights of others. So, you know, you go to the Eustace Conway Facebook group here, Volunteers for Eustace Conway and Turtle Island Preserve, and there's 4,843 members there. But most of those people don't live anywhere near Eustace Conway. There's people commenting from France, and folks all around the world feel like, you know, they can empathize with this guy, and they, you know, are excited about trying to help in whatever way they can. But realistically, there's only so much you can do from afar besides, you know, spread it on Facebook, share it with your friends, and maybe send some money to some sort of a fundraiser.
Well,
and
especially since Eustace doesn't have a Facebook of his own, obviously, because he's Mountain Man.
But you can still let people know about it. But that doesn't really get boots on the ground. It doesn't fill a city council meeting full of participants.
A lot of the people in that group might not even realize that they're in the group, because they could have been added by someone who was just adding all of their friends.
Yep.
Because I know I got added to the group without even knowing anything. And my first response whenever I get added to a group is immediately leave the group.
Yeah, well, because for me, if I don't leave the group, I stay there and then I get annoyed with whatever the cause is because they keep posting.
If I don't know about it and somebody doesn't ask me, can I add you to a group?
Yeah.
I'm leaving the group immediately.
Well, it depends on who adds me. If somebody I know and appreciate adds me to a group and I can see some value in it, I'll probably stay there, but I'll usually turn off the notifications. That way I can just kind of check in at my leisure and it won't bug me with emails or notices and things like that. But my point was here that, you know, there's thousands of people who are interested in helping Eustace Conway. But the question is, how many people in the Boone, North Carolina area are there who are interested in helping Eustace Conway? And that's really the ultimate question. And the Free State Project answers that question for the liberty movement, because liberty-minded people are spread way too thin all across the United States and all across the world. And the idea of the Free State Project is, hey, let's get everybody together in one place, that being New Hampshire, so we can concentrate our activism in that one geographic area. And turns out that really actually works as a strategy. Now, Eddie Free is on the line with us. Eddie, you've been to a number of Free State Project events, and of course, our listeners can go to freestateproject.org. But, you know, this is one of the real benefits of being around other liberty-minded people, is we can spring into action in real life. We can go and, you know, attend a city council meeting and speak out, or in this case, whatever the zoning board is that, that you know, Eustace is dealing with. You know, how is it that, you know, what is it that people online can do to help this situation?
Well, right now it's just really promotion and creating more awareness. You know, we've got 5,000 people on there, and we don't know who everyone is. And, you know, this young woman who kept spamming our page with her own donation. Nation website, you know, really made me very suspicious. So I told her, I said, you know, look, until we figure this out, I'm going to ask you to go ahead and just post your fundraiser on your website, on your own Facebook, and then we'll figure this out. Well, she refused to do it. And at that point, I blocked her and I removed all of her posts that was, you know, funneling cash to her fund rather than Eustace's specific fund on his website.
So how did you confirm, though, that it was a fund just for her own personal use and not for Eustace?
Well, the money was going directly to them. It was not going to Eustace. She could have been posting directly. I mean, it's just the push of a button on his website. And she could have been directing people to his site, but she was directing them to her own site. So, as the administrator, I have to think about my friend's bank account. And as I'm seeing hundreds of people joining and donating to her, I got scared about it. I was scared. And if it was a scam, we don't know for sure. But if it was, who would have been responsible for all those people having their money stolen from them?
Well, each individual would have been responsible for not checking out the location that they were giving the money to. But I think you did the right thing. I think you did the right thing, and you know, exercising administrative rights over the group to say this is not appropriate. You know, this group has one donation location. That's the actual official website for Eustace Conway. You know, appreciate your efforts. Maybe she really is intending to give him the money. But I agree with you. It's definitely suspicious.
Well, that's right. And, you know, so I went ahead and cut her off. And, you know, we had friends looking into them. We have one of our little tech-savvy friends that looked into their IP address, and she was saying that she was from Philadelphia when the IP address was saying that they were in Florida. So at that point, I thought, okay, we've got to dump this person. You know, the Liberty Newsman, as the police state grows...
Eddie Free, I'm going to put you on hold, man. I'm sorry. We got a really bad line there, and it was getting worse. So we're going to try to get him on a better line, and I want to hear what he had to say about the Liberty Movement's growing. But I'm going to speculate, and that is that the larger the movement becomes, the more likely scam artists are going to get interested in it. I know that's true because it's happened here in New Hampshire. And again, what happens in New Hampshire is what could happen in your area if you actually had the amount of movers, the amount of interested people that we do here. You know, we've had the drama. We've had the people come into this movement. We've had them, you know, say they wanted to crash. One guy, for instance, said he wanted to crash on somebody's couch for a week. It ended up being much longer than a week. This was a long time ago. It hasn't happened in quite a while because people got a little bit more choosy about who they just allow into their homes. And, you know, there have been some other examples of some questionable characters showing up and attempting to be part of this movement, but also at the same time advocating things that maybe we don't want to be associated with, like violence.
Right.
Yeah. And so, yeah, it's absolutely true. The larger your movement becomes, the more likely it will attract troublemakers. And they may not have any real clue of what liberty is, but they might try to act as though they do in order to simply, you know, get money from people or favors or who knows what. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves if you'd like. 855-450-FREE. We'll continue with your calls here in moments. I wanted to make sure Eddie Free was able to get back on with us because we had a really bad phone line last time here. 855-450-FREE. Also, you can connect with us on Skype, and then hopefully we won't have as many phone issues. The Skype username to connect to is lrn.fm. And once again, I want to let you know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI. Those toll-free phone lines brought to you by SACL. And if you've got collections that you need taken care of, because it's a real hassle to do that kind of thing, especially if you didn't get into the business of doing collections. I don't know about you, but I got into this business to do radio, not collect on accounts. SACL CAI can handle your collections for you, and they'll treat you and your customers with respect, so you'll keep your customers down the line as well. You can find their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. That's SACL CAI. Eddie Free, you're back with us, and you were saying something about as the Liberty Movement grows, and then unfortunately your phone was awful. Or I think it might have been my phone.
Well, it's really a reaction.
reaction to the tyranny. As the tyranny ratchets up, the liberty movement's going to resist, and it's going to grow. And there are scammers out there that are watching this, and they see money. They see the movement growing. They see these donations. They see this, and they want to take advantage of it. And I just, you know, I wanted to come on here, Ian, because I wanted to set it straight that, and let everyone know, people that want to support Eustace, we've rectified this situation, and all they have to do is go to his website, which is turtleislandpreserve.com, mm-hmm. and just click on the donation, and it's going to go directly to Turtle Island. And so if there's any other sites that are saying to donate to them, and if it's not a Turtle Island specifically, do not donate to them. And that's it. So we've taken care of the situation, and we're looking forward to what's going to happen next, which we're not sure. He's had a few meetings with the health department and the regulators, and we're going to see where it goes from here. And that's it. So people can feel confident by donating directly to his page, Ian.
Thanks, man. I appreciate you doing all that out there. And when are we going to see you back up here in New Hampshire?
You can see me at Pork Fest.
All right.
Awesome.
Yeah. All right, man. We'll see you then. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate your time. That's Eddie Free from the D.C. area. Repping Eustace Conway, turtleislandpreserve.com is his website. There's a donations page on there. Accept no imitators.
I was trying to figure out why it was called Turtle Island Preserve, which I'm still not sure. But in the TED Talk with Eustace, he said that since he was 5, he just loved to collect turtles and had some ridiculous amount of turtles by the time he was 6 or something. It was like, you know, like thousands of turtles.
Wow.
He collected.
Interesting.
I wonder if he still has them.
He answered that question while he was on Free Talk Live with us, because there's no island around there, mm-hmm. I guess. Or there was like something in a mountain or something like there, like a little maybe island inside a mountain cap. I really don't remember the exact answer, but if you want to go and listen to the full interview, you can do that at guests.freetalklive.com. That's guests.freetalklive.com. Look for Eustace Conway on that list. Let's go to Jeff. He's in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Jeff.
Hello, how are you guys? I've been listening to your BitTalk stuff, but a group of us have been working. We feel as though that the economic system is corrupt, and it's been corrupt from like the beginning of mankind. The reason why we say this is because if I ask you what any currency is worth, be it a Bitcoin, a dollar, gold, or anything, you can't give me a number. You can't say, well, it's worth this much, but the basic economic system works on inherited knowledge and labor.
So I think it works by subjective value.
Well, you just hit the nail on the head. Subjective value. So if we could possibly get a scientific measurement such as horsepower is to a car, or I'm in Florida now, if I told you it's 200 degrees in Florida, you would know I'm lying to you, because it couldn't be. I'd melt.
Well, so, it could possibly be 200 degrees. It just wouldn't be Celsius or Fahrenheit. It would be some other made-up temperature measuring system.
Okay, so I'll put it with exactly my point. In other words, but we all know what, if we're talking about temperature, or we're talking about measurements at all, there's never been a measurement for what a human being, labor, and intellect is worth. And we can't.
Sure, there is.
There are a bunch of measurements.
The money and currency are measurements of what someone's labor is worth. What
right,
someone
but
gets
it's all
paid.
Subjective, Ian.
Well, yeah, of course it is. What someone gets paid is what they're worth.
But it's subjective.
Some people
it's
get
not
paid more than
based
others.
Based on science, Ian.
Just hear it out.
Are you on a speakerphone, by the way?
I am, but I can easily get off.
Yeah, if you could get off the speakerphone, I'd appreciate that. It sounds
okay,
you kind of in the background. Not really much of a difference, but it's a little bit better. Go ahead. What are you looking for exactly? I'm confused.
What happened was that we are on an energy currency. In other words, you buy a U.S. dollar, and the U.S. dollar is backed basically by oil, because every country in the world has to buy a U.S. dollar to buy oil within the Middle East. So you're on an energy currency. So what happened was, we in turn were looking at a different kind of a currency, and we were at a conference in Croatia, and they said, well, we need an energy
Who currency. Was at a conference in Croatia?
The group of us, Susan Komant, myself, and...
Okay, so you and your friends.
And the conference was about 110 countries there. It was an energy currency. It was called the Tesla Conference. And we came, and the group of us came up with a measurement. And the measurement was, and they wanted to know what renewable energy was worth. And when we tried checking that down, you know, tracing it down, we had to compare it to something. And we couldn't, the U.S. dollar keeps on moving. All currencies move, and all currencies are related to the U.S. dollar. So one of the guys said, let's call this guy. His name is Borton at RPI. He's a physicist. And he said, we have a number for what renewable energy is worth, and it takes 5,000 hours of human labor to produce 1 million BTUs. I said, wait a minute, David. You're telling me that if we divided those 5,000 hours into 1 million, we get 166. We times it by a 20-hour work week. That means any human being in the world is worth the 20 hours of labor we would give them, they would get. A basic minimum measurement. Now, we don't have a top measurement. But any human being in the world, if we can get that measurement right, which it seems to be, we don't have top, but they would get, and we have to change one, we don't change the currency. You get the currency, you get Bitcoin, if you want, it doesn't matter what you've used. But we're now going to change the way we look at an economy. Someone who works 20 hours doing whatever they want to do, as long as it's some kind of productive, you can make music, you can be an engineer, you can be a doctor, you can be a mother, you can be a father, you can do anything you want, 20 hours, you would get, because of there's so much natural resources, you would get education for you and your kid. The more education you have, the more educators you're going
to
have.
Hold on a second here.
Who is the one divvying this stuff out?
Yeah, I'm a little confused. I'm really confused. First, you were talking about coming up with some sort of measurement for human labor. You came up with BTUs, which are units of heat.
British thermal units.
Right.
And then you switched all of a sudden into saying if you work 20 hours, you'll be given education. What are you getting at here exactly?
It doesn't matter what the measurement is as long as it's a uniform measurement, just like horsepower, or just like temperature.
But it doesn't make sense to me, because how is it that, how can you measure human labor in BTUs if I'm sitting at a computer clicking a mouse versus somebody else who's outside digging a ditch?
Good point.
Versus somebody making hamburgers, versus somebody drawing a picture, versus somebody that's a professional athlete.
If you just let me finish the scenario, and then we get, I think you may get it. If any human beings were being does anything at all, they are worth something. Whether you're a radio talk host, you are worth
something. That's not necessarily. I mean, I think that people have the potential to be helpful, but like, how much is it really worth for me to cut the grass with, you know, whatever, with
a pair of
nail
clippers
or something?
Yeah, hang on, Jeff. I think it's, you know, wherever it is you're going, I want to find out. So more with Jeff in a moment here. It sounds like a really convoluted system, and I'm not really sure what he's getting at. We'll find out more in moments. Free Talk Live.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269. That's 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you'd like. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can share this program with your friends. Do it by Facebook, Twitter, whatever your preferred social networking method is. And share, you know, just generally that you like Free Talk Live, or find a specific show that you enjoy and share our show link with your friends there, too. So anything you can do to bring more ears to this show, we certainly appreciate. Once again, freetalklive.com is our website. With you in the studio, it's Ian,
Allie,
and Daryl.
And we've got a call on hold here that I have to admit I'm completely baffled by. Jeff in Florida says, we're going to get it if we just give him a little bit more time to explain.
I think this is Dr. Jeff Eisen.
Well, let's find out here, because we've been sitting on this website for the Tesla conference, which Jeff said he attended. Are you Dr. Jeff Eisen?
No, that he attended by Skype, I think it was. I'm Jeff Feller, and the person who else was there was Susan Comart.
So you went across the world, because you're in Florida, so you went across the world.
Actually, I'm in New York, too. I travel all over the country.
And you went very far away to have some sort of a conference about changing currencies around into energy or something. You were going to explain, so go ahead. I want to hear more about this.
Okay, I have another radio show to do, so I have to be quick, but I'm going to be too quick. I'm just going to give you a simple website. It's www.therm.org. And that, just type the whole thing in, or it comes out not right. But anyway, and the name of the formula is the HERM. It's a Human Energy Renewable Measurement. Now, it doesn't matter what currency we use. Bitcoins would be great. As a matter of fact, Bitcoins, I think, are going to be the way to go. But it has to be based on what a human being is worth in an economy. But the economy we are running with, ever since mankind, has never measured human labor and intellect. Now,
but the thing is that it's not. It's like who's measuring it, right? So if I ask Ian to do something for me, then it's not. I don't ask someone else. How much is it? I mean, I could, but I'm the one that determines what it's worth for me for him to do that thing, and then he chooses to do it or not. So I'm putting a price on that job and how much I want Ian to do it, and then Ian's putting a price on his labor and how much he'll do it for. So
no one else is needed besides you and I.
Right. Right. We don't need other actors.
Why are you proposing to change that, Jeff?
Because without a measurement for what human intellect and labor are worth, all you're going to go is a totally subjective number.
But not all labor is worth the same amount.
But it's a basic number.
If you flip a burger, it's not the same as if you do heart surgery.
Actually, I'm sorry. It isn't much more different. No human being is worth a million times more than you, my friend.
I didn't say they were worth a million times more than me. Jeff, calm down. Let's have a conversation. I didn't say the human being was worth more. I think all humans are created equal. However, the skills that each individual has are worth more or less, depending on who is looking for them. A heart surgeon has more skills than somebody flipping a burger at McDonald's.
I certainly wouldn't hire a heart surgeon to build a house. I would hire a contractor or maintenance guy. Well,
right, and they're all worth different amounts to different people. So to say that labor has this flat value is ridiculous.
How much is a human being worth an hour? And tell me what the dollar that you're paying them is worth.
It depends on what job is being done. If I'm paying somebody to cut my grass with scissors, then obviously they're going to get paid a different rate than if I'm paying somebody to reconstruct my knee.
Not true at all.
Well, it is true.
You're absolutely insane if you believe those two things are valued at the same amount.
You are paying them with a paper dollar, which has no value.
Not necessarily. I might pay them with Bitcoin. I might pay them with silver. I might give them food.
How much is a Bitcoin worth?
It's worth whatever people are willing to pay for it.
And you're not giving me a number. Give me a measurement for that Bitcoin.
I can give you an answer right now, but that will change 5 minutes from now.
That's my point. It's a floating target. You need
good
one.
Things need to be able to change. Is subjective.
What do you do in the system if you implement it? What do you do 10 years from now when people are just much more productive because that's how it sort of or whatever more values created with less work attached? So are you going to update the system every year when people become able to create more value with less work?
Okay, I will answer that question with a 40 years ago when I did work, I retired quite young. And I used to work, and I'd work a 40-hour work week. I had an hour off for lunch within those 40 hours. I had a half-hour break on either end of my shift, whenever shift I worked. And I was able to support a family of four and put them through school. The average person now is paying a fortune for school.
I think we might disagree about why that is, but I think that is against the whole idea of how healthy economies are supposed to work. I don't think we have a healthy economy, but I think in a healthy economy, you would get a better education for less money or less work you have to do in order to make the money to get an education.
I have to set up for my. I have another show, but please look at that.
I understand you're a busy man. Apparently, you've double booked some appearances here. Actually, you never booked us. You just called randomly, and we put you on the air, and that's fine. You can call about anything you want here, but I've got one more question for you, Jeff. Are you saying, essentially, I'm just trying to boil down what you've been spouting off here. Are you saying that all labor should be worth the same amount?
No.
The minimum, he said at the beginning.
I said minimum, right.
Okay, and you're just trying to figure out what that should be.
Can you give us an estimate of like what you think minimum humans are worth an hour?
Okay, I'm going to be real quick. If you work 20 hours, no matter who you are or where you are in the world, you will be, and this is how we have to, the only thing that's changed is the GDP. If you work 20 hours a week, you will be entitled to education for you and your child as far as you want to go.
Can you give us a measurement?
Let him finish.
If you work 20 hours a week, you'll be entitled to education. The more education you have, the more educators you have. The more educators you have, the more engineers you have, the more doctors you have, the more nurses you have, and so on and so forth. Then you have basic food and basic shelter. Now, if you want to work, if you get some more education and you want to work harder and you want to buy a gold-plated toilet bowl seat, by all means, buy it.
What if I don't want to participate in your
system? Who divvies out the education and the toilet seats?
You don't have to work more than 20 hours a week.
What if I don't want to participate in your organization?
I don't have an organization. This is a measure.
Well, you're talking about giving people free education and free this and free that. Free food.
I am saying, no, it's not free education. I'm talking
if they work 20 hours, who's going to be giving them those things?
We would be close to something called the world would be close to a resource-based economy.
That's the communism with a big giant supercomputer thing.
Yeah. Marxism with robots. You're one of those zeitgeist guys.
It's not Marxism because you have a base.
We don't really have time to get into it.
Communism with a supercomputer.
Thanks for the call. You have a good show wherever it is you're going at this point because you're no longer here. 855-450-FREE. Okay, so the Zeitgeist films, we talked about one of these movies a little while back. Have either of you seen any of the Zeitgeist?
I've seen all of the Zeitgeist.
The first one, I didn't see the addendum or the esoteric agenda where they get into the resource-based economy.
It's the third film where they get into it.
But I'm familiar with it.
Yeah, so. It's the third film, the third Zeitgeist, where they get into this resource-based economy. And to boil it down, the idea is that there would be these futuristic circular cities where they would all be in charge. There would be a computer, this big supercomputer, that would be in charge of everything. It would be in charge of how resources are allocated, and it would be in charge of what gets built and what doesn't get built and who gets what.
And there is no bartering. There is no money.
Everyone sits around and makes artwork all day because all the work is being done by robots.
That'd be awesome.
For the most part. And, you know, it would be cool if all the work were being done by robots. And this is quite a vision that the people have that are doing this. And it was based on something in the 70s. I forget.
Jacques Fresco.
There was some name for whatever it was that was in the 70s. There was some kind of another version of this. Zeitgeist is just like the newest, the most latest update on this. And basically, it's a totally centrally planned, centrally controlled economy. Maybe we could get more into it here in a moment. Hour number two is on the way. 855, 450, free. Plus, we pulled up this Herm project thing that he brought up as well. So we'll see what we can learn about all this. 855, 450, free. You can take control. But again, the question is, what if I don't want to participate in your centrally planned economy? What happens to me?
Save now $5 a pill for Viagra or Cialis in 32-count generic packages. Compare $5 a pill to up to $25 in the U.S. Save on Meds pharmacies have been importing safe, reliable medicine to U.S. customers for 9 years. Get generic Viagra and Cialis for $5 a pill with confidence. Call for a free quote and info. It's Save on Meds. 888-6969-363. 888-6969-363.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com.
The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.